Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando is with us, as I promised, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and one of the top women business experts that I know. And her organization helps companies that are founded and run by small businesses grow to the maximum opportunity that they can. She is an envoy for the U.S. State Department. She's the founder of WomenBusinessOwner.com. She's the author of her fourth book, which is called Leading with Care. The one just before this was The Woman's Advantage. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's always just such a delight to be here with you, Jim.
It's great to have you back, Mary. As always, congratulations on your new book.
Well, I'm excited about it. You and I were just talking about the fact that this one took me 18 months to write, and for a shoot-from-the-hip entrepreneur like I am, who wrote my last book in 3 months, this one was a long time coming.
Well, there's a lot more information out there these days for women business owners, and you've been one of the providers of that information. And so after all these years, you've got a lot more to say. I found that to be true for myself. But let's talk about some of the things I thought it was interesting that you used the root word of leadership in the title, which I think is very important. Mary, one of the things that we, everybody's scratching their head and wringing their hands about how can we, get our economic ship righted again? How can we get the U.S. and the world back on track with regard to the economy? How do we solve some of the ills that got us into this situation? There is the best word I can come up with is not really all that complicated, Mary. It's leadership.
That is so true, Jim. That is so true. And, you and I, with our focus on entrepreneurs, we know that that's where the true leaders in the country are coming from. We know that that's where the resolution to all this economic mess is coming from, is from those of us who have the guts to start and run our own businesses.
Right.
I had an interesting conversation with a friend the other day who said, wow, what if we had taken all those billions, trillions, I don't know, I've lost track of it, of dollars that we gave to the banks and AIG and all these companies.
Yeah.
What if we had taken that and doled it out in million-dollar increments to the entrepreneurs across the country?
Yeah.
That would have immediately jump-started the economy.
Well, that's exactly right. Of course, I agree with you. Of course, and just in the form of loans, or just making sure that they have what they need, because clearly, entrepreneurs are going to lead. Small business owners are going to lead America out of this. And when America is led out of this recession, the world will be led out of the recession. But the thing is, one of the things that I found, Mary, is a small business owner is not looking for a handout. We just want people to get out of our way.
Oh, that's such a great statement. That's a perfect statement.
We can make it on our own. Exactly, we just don't want you to be putting up speed bumps in front of us.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I would have taken those billions of dollars and just spent the money on getting impediments to our success out of the way. Not actually, throwing money at us. But let's talk about. Here, I want to read the subtitle of your book, How Women Around the World Are Inspiring Businesses, Empowering Communities, and Creating Opportunity. So this, this is your opportunity, Mary, to talk about why women leadership is important. Talk to us about what you say in your book.
Well, of course, I'm a huge advocate for women, not only in the United States, but around the world, and understanding how giving women just the least amount of support can make all the difference in the world. So, for example, a lot of people don't know that, and these are proven statistics, that women do 66% of the world's work but earn only 10% of the world's income. And women produce 50% of the world's food but own just 1% of the farmland.
So what's wrong with this picture, Mary?
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture? So my thought in writing Leading with Care is let's talk about some of these women, not only in the United States but around the world, who have done amazing things, and then what we can learn from them. So, for example, there's a woman I came across in Niger who got a loan for $1.40. I'm not kidding him. $1.40 created a business, now employs people in her village. So
Wow. What
does that tell you? It
takes
almost nothing, almost nothing.
Well, you know, a man won the Nobel Prize, Mohammed, forgotten his last name, the Grameen Bank.
Right.
He won a Nobel Prize by doing exactly what you're talking about, making $50, $100, $200, $300 loans.
Right. And so it's not even that you're giving people money. It's you're giving them a little bit of training, and you're lending them the amount of money it takes them to buy whatever.
It's the thing that small business owners need the most, Mary, and it's the thing that it addresses one of the Blessing Game's third law of small business. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
That's true.
And so we're not talking about giving someone a gift. We're talking about access to capital.
Exactly. Just get them started. Just lend them that small amount of money to get them started, and it just can make all the difference. And that's where the job creation comes from.
And Mary, you know, there's another thing that I've been reporting on for over 10 years now with every woman business owner expert that I know, and the statistics show that women repay their loans at a much higher success rate than men do.
Oh, these microloans, it's crazy. The repayment rate is something like 98%. It's just crazy.
Over the last several years, I've been interviewed a number of people, especially one in particular, Jean, what's Jean's last name, in Iraq. She was helping to develop the economy in Iraq over the years. I'll think of her name in a minute. Anyway, and she was talking to me about the high rate of almost 100% repayment of these loans.
Exactly.
So these investments are good investments, and I bet if you looked at small business, small banks, community banks who loan a lot of money to small businesses, I bet you'd see a high rate of repayment there too. We're going to come back and talk some more about leadership at the small business level, especially the women small business level, with our good friend Mary Cantando right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. They don't explode. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. I hope you use it to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Whatever you need, we've got something there that you can listen or read. You can ask questions. You can check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingham. You can find a lot of information that Mary Cantando has deposited with us over the years right there. Interviews that she's done, all the different interviews we've done on women business ownership right there. Ladies, if you'd like to kind of get some background on some things that are, not... Just good business fundamentals, and some of the things that are unique to women, which I'm going to ask Mary about in a second. You can find all those right there in the work that Mary has done with us over the years. Mary, give us your website. Tell us now the new books. You're basically launching your book on our show today, aren't you?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, so this week is the launch of Leading with Care, and so of course I was delighted to be invited here first thing Monday morning to talk about it with you, Jim. So that's true. I'm actually officially launching it on your show.
We've launched a thousand ships on this show before, and your book too. And the sky's the limit when you do that, Mary. I just be prepared. The money, the dollars are going to come rolling in now just because of this. Mary, give us the website and tell us how we can find it.
Well, this book has its own website, which is leadingwithcare.org, O-R-G. So leadingwithcare.org, and then my regular product website where all my other books are listed is womansadvantage.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay.
So, and, of course, they reference back and forth and such.
Right.
But Leading with Care just is a really beautiful website. We've got pictures of all these women that we talk about from around the world and around the country on that website. Doing what they do best, which is getting their businesses up and running and making things happen in their communities as a result.
Right. Mary, yeah. I'm going to ask you a hard question here. Is women leadership different from men leadership?
Well, it is in some ways, Jim. It is in some ways. And although things have sure changed a heck of a lot since you and I were in our 20s, you know that. It still is, because women feel more of a sense of commitment to family and community. At least this has been my experience.
Well, you're hardwired to do that. I mean, there's no question that the makeup of women is more hardwired to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that women, you know, I still refuse to accept that women love their families more than men. But there is I've always said that in the high rise of love, women have a floor that their elevator goes to that men we don't quite get up to that one last floor there. And so I think that there's something to that.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I love your analogy. Yeah, and you know, as far as leadership is concerned, women really do see more of a responsibility, if you will, to their community, to making things happen, to making things expand, because it goes back to their understanding that their community is the basis for where their children will live and such. And it's a biological, you know, you say hardwired, it's just a biological.
But they have to, there is an issue, though. They have to pull that off in a way that still makes them competitive.
Oh, that's right. I mean, you know, you can't give away the store. That's the whole thing.
You can't run your business like a Sunday school class.
Exactly. And so let me give you an example. For example, in one of my sections of this book, I talk about women who are protecting the environment and growing businesses that are green businesses. That's a huge trend. Of course, it's a huge trend in the marketplace, but it's an even bigger trend among women business owners, is how can I take my current business and how can I green it? So I talk about one woman in North Carolina, for example, who has been very successful in a catering business. She's the largest caterer in her particular area. And she really switched or evolved her whole business over to being ecologically correct, a green business, in the last year. And in spite of the challenging economy, her business is actually doing very well when her competitors several of them have gone out of business.
Right.
And it's because found not only is she doing this great thing for the environment, but she's positioned that exactly as her hook, and understanding that the large companies will actually pay a premium for those kind of services.
You can be green, but you still have to manage with the fundamentals that are multicolored.
Right. And it's this going back to doing well while doing good.
Right.
You know, so you can do the right thing for your community, for your family, for the environment, and you can still do well in your business at the same time. Sometimes it's a fine line that you're walking, but it's all about figuring out what that hook is into the market and how that can be a leadership in your community, in your business, and also be very profitable.
The book is called Leading with Care. LeadingWithCare.com, is that right, Mary?
Dot org, Jim.
LeadingWithCare.org. Check it out. The book is released this week, so you can find that wherever books are sold. Mary Cantando, congratulations again, and thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks. Mary Contendo. She'll be back. I will be too. Bye.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.